Pro Circuit Racing, based in Corona, California, and founded in 1978 by Mitch Payton, is known for two things: building high-quality horsepower and winning races. The name Pro Circuit is worldwide recognition that you have bought the best, and we strive to get you the very best products for your bike. From two strokes to four,
engine porting, suspension, and our top-rated exhaust products,
we cover it all.
Take a look at our own 2018 roster of Adam Cincirillo, Austin Faulkner, Garrett Marchbanks, and Martin Davalos. Visit ProCircuit.com for more info on all the services and products. Pro Circuit.
We race.
I don't know, ask her.
All right, everybody. Las Vegas Supercross, Fly Racing Zone, Justin Brayton, and Fly Racing Zone, Zach Osborne. I got them both here. Let's start with you, Brayton. Not 100%, but the goal was to get 10th in the points. You did that, and by just sort of looking like you casually rode around. What's up, Ramit?
What's up? McAdoo.
McAdoo third, bro. Where'd that come from? What a ride.
Almost second. At the beginning, I'm like, he might win this thing.
Yeah, he was closing. You were actually closing in, man.
Hey, any teams listening to this? Come on, guys. Give the guy a ride. He's rideless.
Yeah, I know. It's amazing. It's amazing.
Like, hey, by the way, get your stuff out of the locker and don't let the door hit you in the butt.
It's really amazing. I think it all was partly because of straight rhythm. They were like, this guy's not taking it seriously.
Yeah, exactly. The whole Ramit thing, like, you've basically ruined his career. He's a youngster. Now, nothing against Geico because they're full, but, like, he's obviously doing really good. And I know they, like, really, really like him and would love to keep him, but that's just the nature of it.
He was going after Ferrandis for a bit.
Dude, it's unbelievable. Iowa.
Yeah. Here we go.
Iowa water coming out.
Right, there
Some
we go.
Corn.
Are you going to go to the press conference? I think you
they
do.
They told me not to, but I feel like I should. Like, they told me I didn't have to.
Really?
Yeah,
you should go, but after our interview. You can stick around. All right, let's got 10th in the points. Brayton made some money. Osborne, you stopped after the race. You were looking at your bike. Was there some issues?
I sat down into a hole on that one lane, and I thought I broke my wheel, but I think I just grenaded my tire like there the last like five laps before the last one. And then in the whoops on the last lap, I thought it was like coming apart, and I knew there was no one behind me, and the likelihood of me getting up there to pass Kenny was zero, so it's tough.
I was wondering if you were thinking it was a pit stop, like it was some sort of works race or something.
Yeah, you know, I thought about just pulling in there and changing it myself.
Yeah, exactly. You were honestly with everything going on, there wasn't much going on. What was going on was you trying to get Kenny trying to get Coop. Roxanne got you early on in the race. That was a nice little battle. You guys were pushing.
Yeah, I actually felt like I was faster than both of them. I just had one bad pass through the whoops where Kenny got me, and then I was just yo-yoing back and forth with him, and he was the same with Coop. And it was just a tough deal. I mean, I would have loved to have been on the podium again, but take a heat race win and top five is pretty solid.
Yeah, we were thinking that this is a race that you could sneak away, and you know, you qualified really well and heat race win. So we're thinking, with all going on in Vegas, this could be your main event win.
Yeah, I would thought that. But, I mean, dude, Eli's honestly pretty superior to about anyone in these conditions. It's a lot like the track he rides at home, and he's always going to be tough to beat here. So, obviously, I wanted to go out there and throw it on the podium, but it is what it is.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, so on press day yesterday, I didn't see it, but you went 4-4. Four? What did you do in that rhythm section?
I went roll double, triple, quad, and I OJ'd it just a tad, and I thought I would loop out if I went quad out, and so I didn't, but, dude, it was dumb. I mean, I don't even know why I did it. Honestly, like, I went to bed last night, and I was like, I hope they tear that down because I really don't ever want to jump that again. And then we went on the track walk, and they didn't, and I was like, oh, my God, I'm going to have to jump this stupid thing all freaking night, like 20 freaking times, you know? And just the way the track broke down and how kind of techy it got going up to it, there was no chance, not even close. So thank God for that. I mean,
yeah, I didn't see anybody trying to do it all day. I was, like, waiting for it.
No, I have a video of it, luckily, so it's pretty gnarly.
It's one of those tracks, too. It's Vegas. It's the same. It is what it is. It's muddy at some points, dry and slippery at some points. It's hard to make up time.
Oh, yeah, and it's, you know, I feel like back in the day, the Vegas tracks were, like, the finale, it was, like, gnarly, you know? Like, they built huge lanes and stuff, and the last couple of years, it's been a little more basic, which I'm totally fine with. We have a whole summer worth of racing to do, and I understand that. So, I'm totally good with it being a little bit mellow.
And to me, it looked like almost like the obstacles were built a little bit for the futures tomorrow, right? Like they were smaller?
Ah, yeah, and weird spaced, and I don't know. It's just it's been like that the last couple of weeks, though. I mean, like Denver, obviously they were prepping for the weather, but that one was super basic. Yeah, I mean, it's just it is what it is. It's the same for everyone, and you know, I was the fifth best guy tonight.
One podium to end up your Supercross career. Came in injured, slow start. Bike
Supercross season.
Supercross season. Sorry, the start of your Supercross career, 450s. But okay, so with that podium, makes it all a successful Supercross season, I feel.
Well, not only that, but just like I feel like the last say six races, I've had some top fives, top sixes, a podium, heat race win. You know, I went from being like a 10th place guy to like a solid fifth place guy, you know, got on the podium once, won a heat race. So I feel like I've come up, you know, a level. Yep. And I think, you know, moving forward, that kind of gives me some confidence for outdoors and also for next year's Supercross. I mean, it's one of those deals where, I mean, the class is so stacked, but at the same time, it's just, you got to just keep working. But I feel like as far behind as I started to come out where I'm at now, I feel really good about my progress.
Shifting Gears podcast update, Chad Reed, done, in the bank.
In the bank, it'll be in your Dropbox tomorrow, and it's really good.
Fantastic. Thanks, Zacho. For you, Brayden.
Zacho going huge on press day.
I didn't see this.
That was pretty legit. That was legit.
If Brayden says you went huge, you went huge.
Dude, it is big. It was big, for sure.
How come no one did it today?
I don't know. Yeah, it was yesterday. And you did it right away. Like, impressed.
He looked at it once. He rolled up, looked at it, looked. I'm like, he's just, like, looking at it. Literally, next lap comes around, and Dan Bentley, my team manager, goes, oh, Zach just hit the quad. And I mean, it was insane.
I mean, Stu, Zach, is kind of same.
Zach, same thing. Same thing, yeah. That's right.
For you, Brayden, let's just get safe and go to Hawaii.
Let's do it. We're there. We're there. Flights tomorrow. Yeah. It was really tough to come back, but I really had a goal to come back and get top 10 in points, which I achieved. Been a little frustrating the past 2 weeks with just fitness and overall kind of pain in the knee, like especially second half of the mains. But yeah, it was definitely worth coming back. I didn't do any more damage, and so it was cool. I achieved my goal, I guess.
Great. Cool. See you in Hawaii.
Let's do it.